separated from the husband immediately after. Roger, some melee, there was in Rabono, this is sure, the night after the termination of the Mitea, she has to retire even though she's stable. Why? Because since the women were accustomed to be with their husbands in Mitea, in spite of the fact that they had it lowered down, so it was possible. So it's possible, let's say, on the 39th day, suppose she has it flowed down and the flow didn't subside, she was still with us the Bible. Bismar Chazal, with us the Bible. So now, so if there will not be a minimum where they have to be separated under all circumstances, so they will continue the status quo. And even if she'll have another discharge of down, after the termination, she'll still continue to be with Arvin, and will both be very sakores. So because of that, the Chachomim are misaking that upon the termination of the Niteya, there has to be one Enom, one Arvin, the Chachomim, where they have to be separated, even though she knows she's there, as a safeguard measure against being Nichsh on the basis of inertia, you know, because she has been accustomed. She has been accustomed to be with the husband in spite of the flow of down the chair. So she might continue on the basis of inertia. So because of that, the Chachomim won't be sakei. That night they have to be separated, even though she knows she is a teva. But Mashiachim today, when the teva itself, then she is separated from the husband in case she sits down. So there is no choshe or the mirksho. Some melee, we don't have to comply with that. That's what the Rosh says. So, in case she bring out the Mitiyatz, can you please let me know what you're talking about? In case, after you will ask, the Mitiyatz she will know the Sham, which called the Mitiyatz, that you will tell her Hashinon, she will come out of the Tire, the Lavadaito, Lohim Den, or Bailo, she will pay this man a while or two, which will she call the Mitiyatz she will. Roham, we don't tell it, I will talk him, I shall say, I'm there, I saw, the Sham is the Chaba, on the Rab, Oino, who will say, I shall lie lachas. So, there's another pshat that Eino means a holy stress. But most Rishonim reject that because Eino usually means one period of 12 hours. So it means the night following immediately the termination of the Mitea. The night of the first or the night of the 81st. Alright. Which we hold it with me by or in a few women away by the letters the cave or. Because we pass like Chav, that's my Nach. We take Yudale, Lacha Yudale, Ulacha Samachvo. Asua, Pimishipaz, and Tesabad, Lacha Samachvo. Which is a big place, we buy a little bit of hour after you're in the rail. By the way, the big place is also, in the rail down, and it also, the Nikini, Midav, the Meteah, Shereyabem, a male hero, Lisvire, Avopi, Shem Teiri. So, in other words, even though the Meteah, she is Meteres, and when she sees Dam, so Mitzaradim, she is Meteres of Bible, Meteres of Bible, but if, let's say, she was a Yeledis, Bizeyim, so she has to count Zayli Kim. And suppose she saw Dam in the Mitea, so it's true that the Dam is not Tomei, but the Kimit isn't. The Kimit isn't. The Eilele Long in Israel, Avodishin there, Voyigne, that was the Yeres Akadmei. So then it all depended as to whether she was a Yeledes Bizeyim born or not Yeledes Bizeyim. But today, because of the Takone of Rav Zeire, so every Yeledes has a din of Yeledes Bizeyim. V'yidne kova Yeledes chshuvetes ki Yeledes Bizeyim. V'kain ron, v'yev shomim shechaza keber, v'loidam. Now there's a machleke between Tanakam and Rav Yudeh, whether ev shomim shechaza keber v'loidam, or v'yev shomim shechaza keber v'loidam. So the Rezims we passed, and the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi, but the Rambam passed for Rabbonon, the Tevshon is a Tevshon. But all the other rishonim in the past contributed that he actually said I can lay down. So melee, that means that every time a woman gives birth to a child, there is that. And since there is the Kodesh Chabzire, that it's considered to be Zive, so melee, every illness, it has a being of healing is it. We need to cry in the streets, he'll be Zive, he can't get it, so I can go down. He'll catch the dying king. We may not lay the seals, I shall be away the aliens, he'll have Zion the king. Now, at that point, there is a machlekes between Abai and God. So, that one is Zayit, we learn that. So, that one is Zayit. So, the Boyalu, Marushi Talit, that one is Zayit Talit. Abai Omar is Isera Israel, Rob Omar is Isera Israel. So, most the Shem, they pass like Robin. And Teisa Shita is the team of Abai, who says that the way the Shem is there is in Leila, is in Leila, so it's only a little bit of Marines, this is it. But according to the other Tanoim, so in Rabbi is made it, that the Yimelevish in Leila is ill, is what it was. There it stays a sheep. And that's in the sheet of the Reef and the Rambam is that we pass like Rome, pass the Rome. So that means that a woman in Leila is busy. So if let's say she was in Yeled Zoch, so she's straight away the only, suppose she's in Yeled Snikim, so she's straight away the 14 days. Now suppose she stopped bleeding, let's say the second day after the Yeled, she stopped bleeding. So in Mele, she counted Zion Kim within the meeting was late. So according to most Shemim, so the night of the 15th, she can go with Hile, she repairs the Bible. Hashem came according to Abaye, and Hamiltam passes like Abaye. Hamiltam passes like Abaye. Hamiltam is one of the Yalkigam. So that's the Lamed. The Lamed is Yinoleide Shein Oreyeben. So Abaye Oma in Seres Veneile, there's the Lamed. Now, according to other Sheni, according to Tetzvist, so the Lamed is reference to Lechi and Meir of Meir. Anyway, there on Tam Shitei, there are a few Sheni used on the Tam that we pass like a Bai. Pass like a Bai. So the Meir, that means that the Yildes, Nikeho, cannot go through it until the night of the 22nd, because even though she didn't see any dam, the flow subsided right the same day as the day of the Leile. Is but the 14 days cannot be ailing with Sfiras Zayniki, cannot be ailing because it passed like a bite. So when can she start counting the Zayniki? Only the 15th. So 14 days is Yemileide, and then 7 days Zayin Ki, so the night of the 22nd, the night of the 22nd, so then she can go through. But the two, he was passed like Hamatah, the two, so he passed. Remain away of the Zayin Shom Yaleide, Eilu Nisfira Zayin Ki, Afil Yom Ben Kedem, Vili Roa Sok, Vizayin Yom Rishayin, Vom Nisfira Zayin, Yehoasov is Ayin Yom Mashmi. Of then, here he mentions a machlekes. So the two definitely doesn't pass like a bite. Doesn't pass like a bite. So if, let's say, she didn't see any dam in the Yimei Tumas Lede, so then it's not a seya, but it's even here. Suppose, who mentions a machlekes between the Rosh and Rambam, suppose she did see that in the unit trust. She gave birth to the king. Yes. So then she's nearly 14 days. Suppose, let's say, on the second day the flow subsided. So from the third day, so she counted Zaniki clean days. So that means that from the third day until the ninth day, inclusive. So she counted Zion King. Then let's say on the 10th day, on the 11th day, still within the Masoret day, she saw that. So the question is it Seisei or is not Seisei? Now both, the Rosh and the Ramban both agree that Yinlei the Sheina Reyebe, so is in Eilu Yisrazimus. Like Rabbi, not like Abai. But suppose it's Eilu. And so I'm sorry. Suppose she did sit down. And she did sit down after she counted 7 clean days within the Yimei Tumas Leil. In other words, the flow subsided on the 2nd day of the rain. So then, the 3rd day was, as in the rain day, was the 1st day of the key. So from the 3rd till the 9th inclusive, so we have 7 days. And then, on the 10th, she sat down again. But she sat down after she counted already in Zayin Nikin. But the count of the Zayin Nikin was within the Yimelein. So insofar as the count taking place within the Yimelein, so they definitely don't pass like a bite. But here there's another shot. In the Tumas Levi, so she had the Rias done again. Maybe it's Ase. So the Roshi thing is, no, it's not Ase. It's not Ase. Why? Because the Rias done is not, does not affect any change. Because even if she didn't sit down, she's there anyway. The latest indicator is May of 40 days, even if she doesn't sit down. So Mele, the Rias done is not geared any tum, because she's there anyway. So Mele, since it's not geared for me, she's there anyway, so it's not in the same. So this is what he said, the word, this is what the first Moshe said. So he says, after we made a ray of his eyes, I shall be already the Lewis who has a king. But we all knew he came to the Lord, so he said, you're not the shame. We all knew he was in it. We all also designed your machine, Amos is there, his wife is there. But she saw God, so he says, there. The answer is, she saw God when you need to pass away. So without the conscious name, so it doesn't affect any real change in aesthetic. She was made anyway. So the real death who is down cannot be seized. This the Yubel is Lacha Yudale. I feel only possible. And even though Lacha Yudale, so she sees that, it doesn't matter because then it's already Yubitea. So she can be developed. And as far as counting Zion King concerned, she already counted it from the 3rd till the 9th inclusive. The Ramban Kosa, she says, service, which is what she didn't keep in Shetish, say. The Ramban, she thinks also that we don't pass like a body. That you mean, lay the shinery of them, is it mainly only sphere of Zion King? But in the case where she counted Zion King, in the Tumas Leide, and then in the midst of the Zayin Kin, she had the Rias Dam. Since it's not Yimitea, it's Yimitume, so that Rie is in Seisei. So maybe if it's Seisei, so when she stops, when the flow subsides, then she starts counting in the Yimitea 7 clean days. And then, because as she said, that even if she sees down in the humiliation, as long as the real down takes place after she counted Zion King in the Christmas Lady, so since that real down doesn't affect any change in her status, because she's male anyway, even without the real down, so male it's not saying without controlship, cause Ramba. אבל כשנתן ותמיד לרמדם תהיה כלורי את טיפס דם הפרוסיך למיד תהיה תהי שפשים וניקיים והרי הוא בכלל חיים אשר יחמיר בית ישראל על עצמו אף על פי שמקצוס מקיימס נהגים כולה בידם תהיה כבר הסכים הגן ועשו סמיכה והחימו על מה שיהיה מי שיעסקן נמרת so they are the shita of the Ramban is that the Dantea, she's assumed by law, not with Satakone Sagiri, but before that it comes within the Takone of Fazere, of Mrs. Olach Mivalatzman. So even with non Chazal, so, as of the days of Rabzeire, so there were rules that if a woman has a real dam in Yeritea, she has to count within the Gemara. The Shite of the Rambam is not like that. The Shite of the Rambam is that Rabzeire was only misaken, that a woman sees Tipas Dam Kechado, even though she saw just one rear, and it immediately subsided. So she has to count Zayikin as if she had seen on three successive days in the Yerizime. But Rav Zeira wasn't misaching that you have to count Zayikin even if you see down in Mitea. That's not. And so who was misaching that you have to count Zayikin even on the Rias down in Mitea? There's a gate more misaching. So many places the Rambam says they didn't accept the Takonis again. And he says, the Amen became Yesu Abdeya Al-Damteya. Abdeya Al-Damteya. But the Ramban Shita is that it's Mid Rabbono. Mid Satakona Asrab Zeire. So he says, Abba Mishmati Yom Yom Damteya Kol Vaitim Damat Musim Eti Avim Shiniki Vayu Chalchei Mashiach Mir Mir Yusul Atzmo. Then the Rosh Tatur says, Abba Mishmati Yom Yom Damteya Kol Vaitim Damat Musim Eti Avim Shiniki Vayu Chalchei Mashiach Mir Mir Yusul Atzmo. Then the Rosh Tatur says, that in Eretz Vora, so the people are named Kule, that to be veiled, in spite of the fact that they saw Dami Itea, but Kuliski Mageni, Versus Miche, Verchimu, Al Mishi Yazike. So, in other words, whether we agree with the Shittes Ramban or not, even if we don't agree with the Shittes Ramban, but one has no right, has no issues to be bail out Damteya, because the Cholapoches, Mitzatakones Hageini, Damteya is not. Cholapoches Mitzatakones Hageini. Ualokes Kozav Shabbos Benaze, Nei Adimi Damteya Rao Dinteire, Vichim Kozav Rambam, Shetoro Bimine, Ule Ashkenes Mitzor Pas Nei Beheta, Eino Yi, something new, Eino Yi Shot Nei Oleide, Achi Gomer Tzor Asadwa, Vein Tzorosi Meres, Bipoches mit dem Malet, die Socho, wie alle von Kein, das ist Schiedes Ramban, wie very strange Schiede, very strange Schiede, but das ist Schiede Troja. No one is gracious for that Schiede. But the Ramban Schiede means, now the Gemara says, that Ad Menyei is Kemai Baal. So in other words, if a woman has a miscarriage, so in the fetus, is already 40 days old, so then she's merely, and since she doesn't know what kind of a gender the fetus had, for the Zohar and Kehle, some merely she has, if a woman has a miscarriage, and the fetus is more than 40 days old, she has to count 40 days, because she doesn't know. So according to all the Shemim, except the Ramban she is a very strange. This shiur of Menyeim applies to Yeledes Zohar and to Yeledes Nekeim. Suppose the gender is determined. Of course, usually, if the miscarriage takes place, it's so early in the pregnancy, so it's difficult to determine the gender. But suppose we are able to determine the gender. And so if we know that the fetus was in Kevo, so in view of the fact that the Yeriteya, the Yeliris in Kevo, begin only on the day the first day, so mele the aloche of being the Huye to count that Tumas Leide, let's say 40 days of Tumas Leide, also depends upon the expiration of Eidolins. When we say that Ad Menyei, according to Rambam, when the Gemara says Ad Menyei Kimai Baume, and the mother is not Meyolede, so that's only in regard to Mapeles Zoch. If it's Mapeles Nikeim, or suppose we know that the gender was Nikeim, so then She does not have to count 14 days of Tumas Lede unless the fetus was already more than 80 days old. When the Gemara says 40 days old, then the Gemara is referenced to Matele Zohar, but Matele Zohar. So if the fetus is more than 80 days old, what is one thing to do with the other? So this is Rambanji. If the fetus is more than 40 days old, then she's still a leader. Even if we are sure that the gender was in shape of the leader. But, so, there is a difference between the leader's and the king in regard to Yemitaya. But, whether it's Maya Baume or it has a mean of a nefesh, of a partial nefesh, it has nothing to do with Yemitaya. So it's 40 days for Yoel Zohar, and it's 40 days for Ezekiel. Curiously, on the 40th day, so in the embryonic development, so the brain is formed on the 40th day, and that is probably the reason in the human embryo. So the brain is formed on the 40th day. This is a scientific fact. So that's not just a coincidence. That probably is the reason as to why the Aloha says that up to 40 days is Kimaya Baume. He doesn't have anything of an average, not even of the parsonage. Mashenke, 40 days old, so then in the human embryo, so the brain is already formed, so in Mele, it's not Kemal Yubalm anymore. Alright. I want to have more years, which is a whole issue, and give it a shovel and gave. I'm a pelvis definition. I'm a pelvis king dog in Ushkotzi. וכן שחוצים מן הטבע אינית מיורדה ואפילו כמין בבאים או חיובי אינית מיורדה עד שהיא חוצי צור הספונו די מלא אדום. In other words, when a human embryo, so in the mother's womb, goes through all kinds of stages, so at certain stage the fetus looks like a fish, and in certain stages, so the fetus looks like an oak. And there is an address that explains it. In other words, that the Rebbe Shalom deliberately created the human being that way, in other words, in order that if a human being sins, so he's told that in the Bria, so all the other species in the animal kingdom preceded him, and in his own development, so also at one stage he was in the form of a fish, in the form of an ape, in the form of a chayo. In other words, that he should, so in other words, that he shouldn't become arrogant. There is a Medrash Rabbah in Brejit. So the halacha is that when is the mother Mechuyemes to count 7 days to Maslaide, or 14 days to Maslaide, if at the time of miscarriage there was a shape, a human shape in the fetus. But suppose at the time of miscarriage, even though the fetus is more than 40 days old, but the fetus did not have a human shape, but it had the shape of a fish. It had the shape of a fish, it had the shape of an elf, or a behemoth, or a chayo, so then she's not really. Now, we don't comply with this halacha, because we are not pkim. we are not keen to determine whether the fetus has a human shape in any way or does not have a human shape in any way. So in Mele, because we are not keen, so the halacha is that as long as the fetus is 40 days old, even though it appears to us that the fetus does not have a human shape, so still she's male, because we're not keen. But the Ikar HaDin, even if the fetus is more than 40 days old, so still, if it has no human shape, so then the mother is not to mess up. So he says, Hamapel is giving dog in which hot, Minate, when it may already, but a few can be the Hino Hayome, and it may already, Achin Hotzi, soon as one of them rolled on, Kidin Amitza, the Ayunechon, the Vesesechon, the Gabi Sazoki, Ushehotzi apart to the rolled on, so it's may already, after which Koshorago, they know the Hino. With Imajo, in other words, if the face, the head, in the skull, there is a human shape, even though the rest of the group is not in human shape, so then she's the lady. The lady. In Zoho, Zoho, in the cave of the cave, the Oidne, that's me claiming. The Oidne, she of the king, which was a blood, the Kuroch, the Sheshes, the blood, would be a slave of himself. In Vade Zoho, the Yeshiva, in the cave, or is up in the cave, may you doubt, because we're not king. The king of Apel is Hatiho, may we want to be sure marks. The Yeish Boetz and the Yadi Regia, or is Sandal, the Vlach, the Vesh the Otto, or is there Yeshish, or is Gabi, or is it Royce, the Hulon Yeish, or the Tumish of the cave, or is Riho Shiva the king, Vishilazive, or the Dine Yashapi, Shab Shvir, the right pronunciation is Shvir. Shvir, that's the membranous sac in which the fetus is developed. So there are all kinds of alochas. But the Torah says, Einu Nupkin, so Meir Uyamach. Kiruka Hamapel Shvir. Now Shvir is the membranous sac in which the fetus is developed. And Shalia, that's the afterbirth. So there are all kinds of alochas. But since we are not very knowledgeable in all these things, so because of that, so we are machmir. Udine ashvir and mekin, yoham, apel ashvir, ushalye, beholiye, neisman yimintume, umeitare, eina kuse, kim shenegin atolive, afilo adamteya. So, of course, there are certain alochas. When is Makel Shpir? The Chuyem is to count Meirede off. And when not? But since we are not knowledgeable, so if a woman miscarries a Shpir, the Meirede Sek, so under all circumstances, we tell her she has to count Tumasle. And as far as counting the Mitaya, so has no relevance today. Because today, the halacha is that even in the Mitaya, she sees down. So she's dead. So maybe there is no afkimine. When Mitaya not goes to Kim Shin, not to Yimi Rav, you are not there, she's not Romo. Now, Yom Dom Vacha came in Piro Shalye, in Chishi Shin Men, or in Vada Achei. Suppose she gave birth. To a baby. And then after that she miscarried the afterbirth. So, now, usually, not only usually, but practically, I mean, 90% of the time. So, the shalye, the afterbirth, that's why it's called an English afterbirth. Why? Because it comes out after the birth of the baby. That's the business why in English it's called afterbirth. So Mele, because of that, suppose she gave birth in vain, and then she's carrying the afterbirth, so we do not have the Rishish. Maybe she really was pregnant with two babies. And one baby was born, the other baby was miscarried. It was miscarried because since we see the miscarriage of the afterbirth to follow the birth of the baby, and the usual thing is that the shivya, the afterbirth, comes after the birth of the baby, so the male we attribute this afterbirth to the born baby. We don't have to differentiate. Maybe there is another baby, and that maybe there is another baby, because since this followed the birth of one baby, so maybe we can take it for granted that this is the afterbirth, the shaliyah of the baby. Echeshmenu banach, elatayli neiso, bivachiyol mekvor, adchom gimuyei. So in other words, and we don't have the chesish, maybe there was another baby, and the other baby was crushed. Mimele, so, and this is the shali of the other baby. See, the usual thing, that the afterbirth comes after the birth of the baby, so we take it for granted. This is the shali of this baby, not maybe there was another baby that was crushed. And the shali is the shali of the other baby that was crushed. Our table may say, go back to your other form. Ad hoc yimuyei. In other words, so we cannot say it without a limit. In other words, suppose a woman gives birth to a child, and then she miscarries a shali. Then we cannot say that this shali is the shali of the baby that was born on the shalishnis, because it only takes such a long time. So there is a limit. What is the limit? 23 days. In other words, because that's possible, that the shalia of the baby should come out as many as 23 days after the birth of the baby. But if it comes out 24 days after the birth of the baby, then we must come to the conclusion there was another baby, and the other baby was crushed, and it was crushed in that shalia in this afterbirth. Alright, so the Mela, she has to count Yudalit to Meslede after the miscarriage of the Shalye. At Hokilye, a medro, a mulum, she also plachu kayo. Avo in the pione, Hokilo, in Telimbo, a Shalye, she piliahake. The Hishesh's Lishalye, but if first she miscarried, she didn't give birth to his baby, but she just miscarried the baby. And after that, the shalya, the afterbirth came out. So then we have the chesish. Maybe the shalya had made a fetus, and that fetus was crushed in the shalya. So mele, she has to count yudalit yomi from the delivery of the shalya. The shalya came to Rishon LeKeilah. Im yotzo hashalya tchilo. Suppose first she delivers, the woman delivers a shali, and after that. And then after that, let's say an hour later, she gives birth to a baby. So then we do not say, and the baby, let's say, is a zohar. So we do not say, we cannot say, well, the shali that was delivered before the birth of, before the baby, the zohar emerged, that's the shali of this zohar. Because the shali doesn't come out. The shali doesn't come out before the baby. So the mele, since here the shali came out before the baby was delivered, so what did they show? That there was another baby. So how is it that we didn't see it? The other baby was crushed inside the shali. And then, this baby came out. אם לא תשאל את חיות את סביבה שתהיו ברקי, אפילו מכיון ומחשור לשאליה, מפני דלת עם איתו משום מכי, יוד צודיס את השאליה יהיה, חישש יש משום לאילה, חישש יש משום לאילה, יוד צוקו לו, למוחו, מן לו נשאס, יציא עסקו לו, המדל הזמוז בהם החיובי, ושאל יוקשו רבו, אין חישים לבדה אחרי, לבדה אחרי, In other words, so if a woman miscarried a fetus that had the shape of a baby, and a shilya a vertebrae. It was tied to a to that fittes that had the Khalibay. So in Khishishim Vadachi. In Khishishim Vadachi. We are not Khishish for another blood. We may not shirobay, Khishes. We may have blood. Hanitne means a mutation, in English means a mutation, because when a woman gives birth, is miscarries, it would be a higher way, it would be a higher way, so that's something very strange. So that's called Nitne. In English it's called a mutation. In the Yavad, Hanitne Zoho, Srikhalinne is. Is in the of the of the in as much as the Shalya was not tied to the discarded fetus, so the melee of the Rei change, that the Shalya is not the Shalya of the mutation fetus, of the used baby highway, but it's the Shalya of another baby. And where is the baby? The baby was squashed. So since it was crossed, we don't know what it was, whether it's Zohar or Kehle. So you have to Khishish, maybe it was in Kehle. So she has to count 14 days in the Rabbi the Zohar, Tzimichomine, 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 the Shvila Shemye. Now, it happens, not very often, but it happens, that a woman will miscarry a fetus that has a used baby highway. But it did not happen. I mean, of course, the Mishnah talks about it. But doctors did not have in that in the statistics that a woman, even though the halacha discusses it, there are many things that the halacha discusses it, but it's not much. So, but it was much so that a woman will miscarry a fetus that has a used baby halacha. In other words, if the miscarriage takes place, let's say, very early in the pregnancy, when the child is in that, has that form, because every fetus goes through a stage when it has that form of a fish or whatever. So that happens. But it didn't happen that a woman should give birth to a baby that has the shape of a rechayim. Until after the bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So apparently that. So then there were a number of women in Japan who gave birth to children who had a non-human shape. It probably has to do with the radiation. But the halacha discusses all these things. Because we don't know whether it has a deal or is a holiday. So the Heskas Mubaras, the Okisha Shibiro, the Yudasma, Arizik Mirade, the Hesheshe Shemikero is on. Umay Samenu Ivad, Yimin to Militare, in Yotokidake, the Rechenshe, Umshirotsome, Padachte, Hoshikio. In other words, suppose a baby is born somuch the shkir. So the whole baby did not emerge before shkir. But if it's born the regular way with the head first, that's the natural way of birth. So then, as long as the head came out, even though the rest of the roof of the baby is still inside the mother's womb, so that's considered way. In other words, let's say that's aloha. So if it's considered for a day, so the male, that day is the day before Shkia is the first day. And then the incoming day is already the second day in the Zayin Yomim or in Daud Yomim. And it has an Akimina with Kamimile. Let's say, suppose a baby is born, let's say Shkia last Friday was 4:32, let's say, 4:32. So suppose the head of the baby emerged at 4:31. So then the breeze has to take place on Friday. So even though the rest of the group at 4:32 was still in the mother's womb, but since the rage came out, so that constitutes later. ומשיוצר יפתחתי חושב ילדים מפעת of the head is still the mother's womb as long as the major portion of the head, the patachas, was already out. So the melee, it's considered late. Then he got to high your mess, but he got to the volume, he got to the range, Choshev Ki Yomu, but he got to the gamma the chutz, and when she hates your range, he got to the praise there. Choshev Ki Yomu, suppose the baby's head was taken out from the mother's womb, but before Shkia, but it was for a minute or two, it was, let's say, the vaginal canal, as long as it was out of the place day, out of the mother's womb, even though it did not come outside. So lady is already constituted. Suppose the baby comes out the wrong way, today she also derech magaleisof with the feet first, in choshev kiyomu dipun mitare ad shenitzer ibabla. In other words, if it comes out the natural way, so the moment the head emerges, it's considered later. But if it doesn't come out the natural way, it comes out with the feet first and the legs first, so there, later is constituted when the womb of the womb is out, even though the head is still in the mother's womb. Bein chayim es yishon mechutech, hato shiyotin berechot, nu later. Hoi yishon mikasho reilei. וישום הוא כמיש לבן חושב כיורו אי אפשר שלא יהיה צירי שחוץ לקרי זה. Suppose the baby is not out yet, but everybody who stands near the mother in labor so can hear the crying of the baby. So maybe that means if he can hear it, the crying of the baby, that means it's already other way, it's out of the mother's womb and it's in the Vesachitzen. So it's considered already old. Hey, Tzire, Shechus, we praise him. Hey, Tzio, the Rabbi, the Ansiro, Areze, Meyeslein, or the Meyeslein, or the Meytare, Achivo, the Hidu. In other words, that's the Aloche, with the Rabbonon. The Gemara says, Nide, with the Rabbonon, so it's considered later, it's Hey, Tzio, the Rabbi. Even though then, that even is put back inside. But with Rabbonon, so she is already placed late, as long as one Eva was taken out. But with Raisi, it's not considered late.
What about Gabi Briss if one hand and one foot comes out?
Of course not. It's okay. Only with Rabbonon, we Gabi Tumas later. But, hey, it's your dear Adway, there's your Aries with your lady. They may so you meet Tare Achi Vomit. Why? Because In order to count the mitare, so that has to be based upon the raise. With the raise, lady is not constituted until the range of a goof emerged. Actually, how you let this day in a twin? Be sure of what I have a little bit of a mission for your lady. Your toache, main one is as it's yours. Be my own mission, Nikea, Maui, Zohonikevo, Lashin Nika, in Guad, or Zohonikevo, main one is why. You mean to me, Rashin, Shell Nikevo, you mean Tarum Lish. Yet, in there are they can, you may take of the gambler, the lady, the need, the receiver, a few, your so damn, you may. A few yotzer dam ime. In other words, what it means, a few yotzer dam ime. Now, no one should make the mistake. The Mechaber spells it out, in order that no one should make a mistake. But what the tool means, a few yotzer dam ime, means only the dam came out for the day. If dam comes out, and it's usually when a woman gives birth to a child, so even though it is taken out with cesarean operation, but dam will come out in a regular way, so then she's certainly needed. She's certainly needed. So then she's not committed either. But usually, so Dom comes out with the natural way. So then she's Smeonide. Not 2 months later, not. In other words, let's say she gives birth to a Sicilian operation to Nikita. So then she doesn't have to count 14 days, but 7 days inside Zyniki. She has to count like a regular Nida. Unless no Dom comes the natural way. And Dom comes out only through the opening made by the doctor. So then she's not in it, but that's an unusual situation. Who passes like a bike. We show the kids here without the camera, they are so out of this world. We talk to him, but he also will feel it. So the Pesach of Mechaber is, he lets the cable, can go through it the night of the 15th. If she already had counted seven clean days within the adult, you may read it because he doesn't pass like a bike. Ulach ha-zayim lizoch, without the king, the first of Bailon Yad, מיחד שסוף פה זיין נקיים ולחוץ לו מבוא עשור now there is a מחלקת אחרי what's the פסק of the רמו I won't mention it פשטס הלושן of the רמו is that while the מחבר doesn't pass like on the town like a baye but the רמו does pass like on the town like a baye because the lotion of the רמו is ולאחר זיין לזוכו ונדאו את המקי בו מותרס לביילו מיד מאחר שסוף פה זיין נקי so he meant לאחר זיין לזוכו ונדאו את המקי בו מותרס לביילו מיד מאחר שסוף פה זיין נקי הוא יכול זאת לא לעשות so it's משמע that the spirit of זיין נקי has to take place after the זיין לזוכו and after the ידאו את המקי בו מי יש נקי משמי יגיד שאינתנו תכנן לזוכו ושמי נמי נקי בו ואם רחק לי המימוקים שנועדו לאחמי אבו מוקים שמינקים לאחמי כבר רק מיד שלו לעשה דם אחר זיין לזוכר ודאו למיקים לו וסוף לו זיין מיקים ודרס לבייר תוידי אקספלין את זה with that there is a minute in many places which we mentioned that a woman should be asur by law only with him so the Rambam calls that it's very evident against that minute. He says that it's a minute's duty. However, the divorce says that it's not a minute's duty. It's not a minute's duty, and that it is a minute for seeking. And in a place where there is no definite practice for a woman to go to Tfilah in the Yimiteya, so then the woman is asura the Bible. And she should not go through it in the media. Now, we explain how can that be explained? The Rambam says it's in the book. So we explain it on the basis of what the Rivosh says. The Rivosh says that there is the Takonis Karmeli. As a matter of fact, he mentions in the name of the Rambam, that it's Takonis Chazal. So there is a Takonis Karmeli. That the Pnuyeh should never go to it. Bizman Hatamoyim and Bizman Amoyim, so they had the rapport, the Rosh Hashanah says that they had the rapport, so maybe the meaning was that even a Pnuyeh was developed in order to prevent the contamination of Taz. But now that we are playing anyway, and we have no rapport, so maybe there is no Nakimina with Gabi Taz. So there is a Takonis Chazal, he mentions in the name of the Rambam that Takonis was enacted in the days of the late Amroim, before the Chassidus HaTalmud. it was erected. Because the Gemara in Shabbos tells the story of the Talmud Echot, so of the Talmud Echot who was covered with Shomo, the Shemesh Talmud Chachomim, and raised the Chotziyom. So Yom said, why was he managed so severely? Because he made me Buna. So he was Yoshei, Imobilito, who could be not, he was Bora, he was not Bora, but he was, so, who be big name, he be big name. And he was not Neik in all these years. So at that time, so it was Yemeli Buna. So what? So some Rishonim say that in the early days there were two tefillos. Because Midrash say Midrash doesn't have to count Zayiki. Midrash. Only it's of the Deva has to count Zayiki. Some Midrash, even is of the Deva, even is of the Deva. So, but then the Chachomim on Misaki. Chachomim on Misaki. That every leader has to count Zayiki. So, as since it was Nigeria and Tarez, so while there was still Zoya and Tarez, so the women were accustomed to make two tefillos if she was a leader. So then, and certainly according to Mangoma, the tefillah is manu deraisa, mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah deraisa. So the question arises, let's say a leader. So mitzvah, she could be tefillah the night of the day, the night of the day. And if three of his manu is mitzvah, and then she will pass by that mandoma, so she definitely had to go through it. But she was asur to the husband anyway, but that did not give her any heter to postpone the three, because three of his manu is mitzvah according to that mandoma. So that was the practice of the women. If a woman, let's say, was in Hebrew, and mid-raise she could go with Philip and be the heiress with Yosef right after the 7 days, but with Rabono she was assumed the Bible until she counted Zion King. So they made two Philips. One Philip they made immediately after the Zion Menino, but she was still assumed the Bible in order to be the kind of mitzvah of Philip his mano, and in order to reduce the contamination of Tarez to a minimum. To a minimum. So, and then, after she counted, but she was still a soul of Bible, and then after she counted, she finished counting Zayin King. The Rivosh mentions, I think it's in Chulash Shin Hotel, in the name of Ramban. So, she went to another Tfilah, and then she was the Tarez of Bible. She was the Tarez of Bible. So, that Talmud, he was Michal Bilim Bunamah. Now that Talmud was not Chassid Sholem, a cow, and he was did not comply with all this Yodim he still needed. It remained also. Of course he observed it. But since in those days Salido was making two tefillahs, one tefillah after she finished counting 7 days, even though it wasn't 70 kim, 70 clean days. And then, and she was still asur by law. So the wife of that Talmud so did it, and then between the first tefillah and the second tefillah, while he was nizer, but he wasn't nizer in all this yogi. So because of that, he was managed. So Rivosh mentions the name of the Ramban. So then the Chachomim were ikir the mitzvah of tefillah is manah. Because yes, in order to prevent that mitzvah, so they were aching the mitzvah of fear of his mano, and they were misaking that a woman cannot go with tefillah if after the tefillah she will still be a soul by her. The same takone implied that the tefillah is not allowed to go with tefillah. So according to the Rivosh, the Ramban Shikin is that it's itakonis chazal. Never mind that poskim say today that Erevin Kippur Yom Tmuyes should go tefillah, because we don't know the halachas. It's a nisa gomo according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban, so it's itakonis chazal that neither a tmuyeh nor a married woman, but if she would be asura to the husband, let's say in the case where she goes through after counting 7 days. But she still has to by law until she will have counted 7 clean days. So Mimele, she's asura to go through. So Mimele, the reason is why there are bikinis who are not tevil, in the Limitea. So because the rif shittings, the rif shwis, shittings, then the reason is why. Is why. Bisio is saying, the reason is why we see all saying mitamei lach biyobeish damayir b'shem itovlo. So b'sham ayim b'kirei kol min ragel. We see all ayim mitamei lach biyobeish and midraise. It's mitamei lach biyobeish midraise like regular damido. So most rishim say that she does not become. She. Most rishim say it's only aloche that it's mitame. The dam is mitame. But the rif shittim is that the reason is why it's mitame lach miyobesh, because since she was not in Veles, so the yivitumas leide do not expire. The Mitea do not begin. In other words, the Torah says that the Yoel Zoho has it to my slave of 7 days, and the Yoel Zekele has it to my slave of 4 days. Then, upon the termination of the 7 days by Yoel Zoho, the Mitea begins. Upon the termination of the 14 days in Yoel Zekele, the Mitea begins. So the Shittas of Rif is, we discussed it in the Gemara, the Shittas of Rif is that the reason is why we still say, Yoledesh, shall we talk for? So it's Mitamilach Yobesh, because it's not considered as Damteya, because the Mitea do not begin. In other words, when the Torah says the Mitea begins in Yoledesh Zoho after 7 days, and the Mitea begins in Yoledesh Zoho after 14 days, what the Torah means is that this is the minimum when it can begin. In other words, before the expiration of 7 days, or before the expiration of 14 days, Yemitea cannot begin. But even if it's after the expiration of 7 days, and after the expiration of 14 days, Yemitea can only begin if there was already a tefillah. But if she's not in Veles, suppose it's already the 24th day, Yoledes Nekeiva, she still didn't go through. So Yemitea did not begin. So if she sits down, after the termination of the 14th day, up to the 24th day, in view of the fact she didn't go to Yule, so it's not Yemitea. If the Tumas later continue until after she goes to Yule. Some male, so Al-Kedin, so a woman has to go to Yule twice, a year, according to Israel. So a woman has to go through it twice. First of all, she has to go through it after the termination of the 14th day and the night of the 15th, in order to install the Mitea. Or in the Zoho, she has to go through it upon the termination of the 7 days, in order to install, to introduce the Mitea. Because if she doesn't go through it, so the Mitea automatically continue into the 8th day, into the 15th day, into the 16th day. So she has to go one through it, she has to go the Yeles in order to introduce, to install the Mitea. But then she has to count Zayniki. So she has to count Zayniki. Now, if we also pass like a Bible, that Yemileide Shemireyabemisirazimoso, so Mimele and Yemileides had to go through it twice. One through it she had to go in order to introduce the Mitea. Because if she doesn't go through it, so Yemileide continue. And according to Abaye, if Yemileide continue, so the count of Zion King is not realized. So Mimele, she had to go one through it, if we passed like a valley, so we had to go one through it, in order to put an end to the milady and to introduce the beginning of the Nitya. But she couldn't be Mutana's revival if we also passed like a Abaye, because until she went Vile, so it was still the Mutima's lady, and the Mutima's lady, she married a bed, so even the Elisira Divosa. So, in other words, so if we pass like a Abaye, according to the Rif Shite, the Rif himself doesn't pass like a Abaye, but if we combine the Rif Shite together with the Tam Shite, that we pass like a Abaye, so every woman had to go two tefillos. Let's say Yeres Zoho, she had to go one tefillah the night of the 8th, or Yeres Mekimo, the night of the 15th, and then she has to start counting 7 days, and then on the night of the 22nd, she had to go tefillah again, and then she was with Teras Levayot. Teras Levayot. So the reason is why there was a minute in certain places for a woman to be separated only in Teah from the husband, because the Yochinshish for the Shita Sabin and for the Shita from the town. So Mimele, that would mean that she would have to go Tfileh two times. She would have to go Tfileh two times. And after the first Tfileh, she would still be Asur Levayot. But in view of the fact that there is a Takonis Chachomim, that neither a Pnuye nor a married woman is allowed to go Tfileh, if after the Tfileh she would still be Asur, so Mele, it was, the practice was introduced. I mean, and that's shot in the Rivosh. So the practice was introduced that they should be separated all the 40 days now, or all the 80 days. So then she doesn't have to go into Tfilas. Because when why is it necessary to go to Tfilas? Because one Tfilas is necessary in order to introduce the Mitea. Because without the Tfileh, the Yilalei will continue. But the Yilalei cannot continue indefinitely after the 40th day, or by Yilalei Sikeiwo, after the 80th day. So Melei, if she is separated from the husband, all the days, I mean, of the Yilalei up to the 80th day, so then the night of the 81st day, she can go to Tfileh, and she is with her as a Bible. So the Rambam says it's in the next weekend, because that practice prevailed in certain cases where they didn't want chayshish for the shita from the time. That's why he says it's in Mexican. But in those cases where they had that chumrah, so they were chayshish for the shita from the time, so then it's not in Mexican. Now, we have to stop now because it's already late. Now, we'll finish Simen Kuptzari Dalet and Kuptzari Kei and Kuptzari Kvom on Wednesday. Now, Friday will start Yuchas Milche. The Pchine Miseches Milche and Yuchas Milche will be given right after Chanukah. I made that decision.
November 17th, 1982, Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Hashana Tov Shem Me'achim.
We left off Simen Kuptzari Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch, in the middle of the Ramoh, Hagoyes Ramoh. So the Ramoh, and Hagoyes, and Simen Aruch, he says, "Wacha zayin misofa b'zalot b'kibo." He tells the Bible beyond the acha shesof zayin b'kibo, the lichos of the was. Ma'acha shesof zayin b'kibo, the lichos of the was. Mit den Schmichen, die Schemea, den Schemchen, den Tech, men, die Socha, wo Schmengen, den Kei. So, the Rambam says, I discussed, that the Rambam says, that it's Simina Tzduki. However, the Rivosh says, that this Minek has a basis, and the Rivosh says, that one should not be Meikil, except in a place where the Minek is not to be separated in the Yimitea. Now, so he says, Vein Lahatir, and Ramo Paskins like the Rivosh, Vein Lahatir, and Mokim Shenoa Adu Lahachmi. Abu Mokim Shein Minek, in Lahachmi Aklav. Rat Miyad Shem Yeroa Sedar Mahazayin Rizokho Vidal Vinkimo, Visofo Zayin Kim Viter Zabayin. So, it's a little different than what the Rivosh says. The Rivosh goes much farther, and he said, that only in the place where there is a minhag, an established practice to be makir, so we can be makir. But if there is no established practice to be makir, so one should be machmir, and to be separated in the meter. But Rambam says that in the place where there is an established practice to be machmir, so then we shouldn't be machmir. But in a place where there is no minhag one way or the other, suppose it's a new place, a new community, there is no minhag one way or the other, so there are more paskim according to the Rambam, so the proper thing is to be machmir. And according to the Rambam, the Pesach of Rambam is no. Only if there is a minhag to be machmir, then we are machmir. But if there is no minhag, ein lahachmir. But one thing is sure, that if a woman sees dam in the mitzvah, so even though midinat Torah, she's with her survival, she doesn't have to count zaynikim, nothing, but now, bizman hazeh, she has to count zaynikim. Now the question is that based upon atakones hagenim? Or it's based upon the Takon of Chavzeir. So on that point is machlekes between the Raivet and the Rambam. The Raivet says, Medina di Gimore, it's muter to be bailed out of Teya. Even if she sees that, she's muter as a violent. But only because of Takon is again. Because again, the Rambam says that is included in the Takodesh Chavzeir of Mrs. Yisroel Echmirala. So Mitzah Takodesh Chavzeir, so a woman has to count Zayinikim if she sees Dam Yitzir. Now the Rambam mentions that there are certain Kemes who are veil of Dam Teya, but now we pass that whether Mitzah Takodesh Chazal or Mitzah Takodesh Chavzeir, of course it does. And the Rambam also says, he mentions the Takonis again, not to be there or down there, except that in certain cases they won't be covered. But the Rambam says, the minhag in certain cases, to be separated in the mitzvah altogether, even if she doesn't see them, she should be asur on the bylaw, and that she should go with tefillah only after the mitzvah, that's a minhag deep, looking, the Rambam says. Hey, and Bo and Zion, he said as follows. V'chei kol ha-yeldes v'zman hazeh, harei ki yeldes v'zeim, v'zchi choshim v'siyom v'kim, k'mo ch'bi'am. ומן הפושט בשיבו בארץ עשמי ובסבורת ובמערו של רוע סודם נסיך עם מנועץ אף עוד כשרוע עשה אחר שסוף חושב יום ניקים בטוקיו הרי לסבירה ישיב עשיום ניקים אחר שיוס קדם ונעיס בו עם מפיר הכלל וכל דם שתירו אישו בין דם קקשי בין דם תיע הכל טוב עם מסבירה של עשיום ניקים אחר שיוס קדם נמרץ תוקם זי ניקים עם מפתו דם תיע ודין זה למייגין נשחדש, והם גוזו. שאויה גריז מן ריידת, שאויה שם במדיר הכלל, שזה שיחמיר על עצמי נכח מהגמורה, אין על הגורי דם שהוא תומק, שישב בסולוב זיין מכין, אבל דם שתיר על מיטיה, אך הסביר על תיר אין לא קשורי, שאין מיטיה הוא ילמור ולמיד על מיזיב את משבא. נכון, נקלה גרמבן שיטה, that is also included in תקול הסבר. ושומענו שבצורף פס, ביום עם אדם תהיה כדין הגמור עד היום, אך הספירו ותפירו ומתבסים עליהם וזה אם ידום עושה תולים להם למרות, in the Arab world, in these days they will not be covered with a comes again now, good, so that's in regard to doubt that she sees in the Mitea then in Perek Yud Aleph, Allah had this word, he says, V'chein zeshe timtso, v'mitzas v'chein zeshe timtso, tshuvah zeshe mitzas agin, sh'yoledes rochom v'nisham v'shmitos v'atzim v'avoy, v'yoledes nikei v'ach ha'shmei, v'av ha'pi shal v'vah ha'so gamal v'zir ha'shivo. Ein ze minek, el otoyesi, v'yoyisan ha'tshuvah zeshe v'derach ha'pikorses, v'yoyisan ha'mkendis, v'natztukim lom v'bobozeh, ומצווה ומקייפון כדרהי צינורי בונו להבזירון מבינוי חכומים שפיסטר זין יום ניקים ועובד חושביהם. So sharp, so outspoken against that racket. He says it's a mitzvah to eradicate that racket. Now, but the many of the Shem mentioned and the Rebosh, he says that we should not be misalzolent. We should not be misalzolent. And only if there is a minig to make kill, so then we are make kill. But if there is no minig to make kill, we should not be misalzel in that practice. And the Rambam, he says, if there is no minig, so we don't have to be chayshish. But if there is a minig, ain't we hokil. Now the question is, I mean, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to make kill. So I explained it last time. I think I mentioned it already in the summer when we learned the Gemara at Miskusi. So, because of the sheet of the leaf, I mean, that sheet on that minute, in many cases, that a yieldness should not be developed until after the mitea, a yieldness ocho, after the 40 days, and yieldness became after the 80 days, has a basis. It has a basis in the sheet of leaf. And in regard to the Mishnah, the Machlech, the Shabbat, and the Zillah, so we still say that Yildes shall Toglo, so Dam Yildes shall Toglo, Bishama Yildim Jereko of Nina Raglo, who we still live in Mitame Lach Yomish. So it's Mitame like Dam Nibi. So according to most Shem, it's only Aloche, according to the Sillel, that Biyene, Gemara says, we still hold Biyene would feel it over Rachman. So it's only in regard to the dam itself is the dam. But as far as the Isa, Nido is concerned, so there is no aloha being in the sphere of the Rahman, being in the sphere of the Rahman. Mashaim came the Shite of the Rif in Shvues is that according to Israel, so the being in the sphere of the Rahman, so when the Torah says that they made two months later end at upon the expiration of 7 days or upon the expiration of 40 days, it means this is the earliest when the Yimiteya can begin. That's the earliest. It cannot begin before the expiration of 7 days or before the expiration of 40 days, but it's contingent upon the field. In other words, in order that the Yimiteya should begin, so the woman has to be tibelis first. And if the woman is not tibelis, then the yimeitumas later continue when? till the end of the life. So it means it continues till the end of the yimeitea. In other words, yimeitea zoho. So the halacha is that 7 days of tume under all circumstances, but then after 7 days, once she is developed, so that introduces the mitaya until the 40th day, and the rest the kevo. So 40 days she made tumas later under all circumstances, and once she is developed, the night of the 15th, so that introduces the mitaya until the end of the 80th day. And then in there. But if she doesn't go to it, so then the Yimitum Aslele continue. Until when? Until the end of the 40th day, or until the end of the 80th day. So Mele, the reason is why. That's the sheet of the ring. Now, if we pass Then there is a machlokes between Abaye and Rabbe as to whether you may Shein Reuven, whether it's in this Razimos or not. So the Reuven is to pass like hope that you may lay there Shein Reuven. Anyways, this Razimos, so then there is no need for two truths. Mashein came if we combine the Shite of the Rabbetah, who passed this like a bite, that you may lay the Shein Reuven in this Razimos, together with the Shite of the Rishwes, that according to Misila, that the Yemun is with the Rahmonic. So it's not only Aloha regarding the Tumas dam as such, the dam per se, but according to Misila, that the Yemun is with the Rahmonic means that until the Tumas takes place, the Yemun Tumas Lady continues. So, in other words, the Yemun Tumas Lady end upon the expiration of 7 days or upon the expiration of 14 days, if she goes to it. If she doesn't go to Tile, it continues. So the Mele, if we combine with that Shita Sarit, the Shita of Abnetam, that Alochit like a bayit, that you may lay the Shinreve and Mele is Hirazim also. So then, in order that the woman should be in the Teres Revival, in the Mitea, after the 7th day, or after the 14th day, in the letters we came off, so she must undergo 2 tefillahs. 1 tefillah she must undergo in order to put an end to the Tumas Lady. And even if she counts as Ayinikin before the Tumas Lady, let's say, of 14 days expired, so it's not able to be as it was according to Abba. So then, on the night of the 15th, Eiledes Nikeiro has to go with Yilet. That introduces the Yilinteya. So then she can start counting 7 clean days from the 15th till the 21st. Then she can go with Yilet the night of the 22nd and be with Tagas Lebayo. So she has to go Yilet once. So Memele, it should be Yilinteya. So in order to conform to the two Shittas, the Shitta of the Reef, that Yomim with Tfilat al-Rachmon and the Shita of Habletam that we pass like a Baye, so in order that in what a year that should be interested by law, she has to undergo 2 tefillahs. And suppose she doesn't undergo 2 tefillahs, so then if she undergoes only 1 tefillah, so she'll have to make the tefillah only after Yemiteya. Only after Yemiteya. And she will not be able to. She will not be able to make the tefillah. Let's say on the night of the 41st, because if she didn't make a tefillah in the Yemiteya, so that means that you made Tumas Leide extended till the expiration of the 40th or till the expiration of the 80th day. So now that if she goes. So then, she will have to. Now the question is this: suppose she doesn't go through it in the Yemiteya. If she doesn't go through in the Yemiteya, so the Yemitumas Lede continue. The Yemitumas Lede continue till the end of the 40th or till the end of the 80th. So even though she had 3 days, but that's not really because you made too much later. She never been in every sphere as a muscle. In every sphere as a muscle. So then she'll still have to count 7 clean days. Even without going to feel the night of the 81st, without going to feel it, the night of the 41st. Because the 7 clean days that she counted within the Yemiteya are not daylight because. Oh, in view of the fact that she didn't have a tefillah after the termination of the minimum Yemeleide, so the Yemeleide continued, the Yemeleide later continued until the expiration of the 40th, until the expiration of the 80th. But she doesn't have to go in tefillah, because once the 40 days expired, the 80 days expired, so then even without a tefillah, So the Unitarist leader cannot continue after the exploration of Unitaria. But you still have to count in order to differentiate from the Shita of Abaye, the Shita of Ramadan, to another 7 days, seven clean days. So in other words, so in the first day, she'll start counting the Zayin Kinyin until the 87th day inclusive, and then the night of the 88th day, she'll be able to go through and do the Teres Levayo. So in such a case, she'll do the Teres Levayo on the night of the 88th day without having realized two Teres, just one Teres. But if she doesn't wait till the expiration of the Nikaya, so then she has to make two Teres. So in Mele, that's why the practice developed that a woman should be separated from the husband throughout the Unitaria. Why? Because the Ramban sheeting is, because the Gemara in Shabbos, Daffy Dallas, tells the story of the Maise in Talmudecho, Shekola Rishono Vishimesh, and he was Zoya. So Yosef, he asked his wife, the meaning good of mouth. So she answered that he wasn't Zoya in the Siobi of Nibu, the meaning good. So Hashem explained how come that this Talmud was not Zoya. So Hashem said, because it was already after the Takonet that a Nido has to count Zayin Kinyin, but with the Raisa, she doesn't have to count Zayin Kinyin Nido. So Mele and Bisman Chazal, when there was still Zoya in Tavis, so Mele the practice was that a Nido made two Tvilas. One Tvila she made immediately after the termination of the 7 days of Nidus, because Midraise she was with Teres Levayo after the 7 days. But she made, but it's at the first Chachomim of Nisis Olah Kirol Atzmo. So then the Chachomim only sakin that she has to count Zayin Kinyin. But Midraise she didn't have to count Zayin Kinyin. So in order to minimize the contamination of Teres to a minimum, so the practice was that the Nisis Yisrael were tameless Litaris immediately after counting the 7 days of news. But we got in the married woman, so of course that filling was done by everybody, was done by priests too, in order to reduce the contamination of Taris, the Satumen Tar. But married women, along with the priests, made that filling after the 7 days of news. But the married woman was still separated from the husband because of the Takonis Chachamim, that in order to be Teres Levayo, she has to count Zayin Kinyin. So then, after she finished counting Zayin Kinyin, she made another Tvila, and then she was with Teres Levayo. So this Talmid, that's how Kabbalah, many Rishonim explain that incident with the Talmid. It's not Chas V'Sholem that he was not heedful to the Siyodim of Nidus, Chas V'Sholem, but in your Esther, the name is Bunochmal. So he says that no, even though he wasn't Zoya, he was not Boalel, but he wasn't Zoya in the Cherubim. So he wasn't Zoya in the Cherubim. So he Yoshin, he believed of him, he believed him. That means after the first delay, so she was not in the Midrashe, but only in the Rabbanon. So he was Nizam Raviolel, but he was not Zoya in the Siyomi, in the Rabbanon. So he was nanished very severely. So the Ramban says that Rosh, I think it's in Tshuva Shilchofei, I think so. It's in the Tshuva Shilchofei. As a matter of fact, I was going through that Tshuva in Rosh when the fire alarm was sounded, and then I left it there on the windowsill, the Tshuva Shilchofei. And I haven't been in this better since that time. But I think it's in Simen Shilchofei. In Simen Shilchofei. So the Rebosh mentions in the name of the Ramban, that at that time, when Maisim Talmud Echot was Nenash very severely, so the Chachomim were misaken that neither a Jew nor a married woman who will not be allowed to be with her husband after the Tefillah, it's, let's say, for example, in that case, when the practice was that that one tefillah is realized by the woman after counting the 7 days of Nidus in order to reduce the condemnation of Charis to Nidus. And then, so she'll still be Asur to her husband. So, is not allowed to go through. So then the Ramban is the Kashe, but there is a Machlekes in Gemara, and with a Tefillah Bizmano Mitzvah, or Tefillah Bizmano Eino Mitzvah. And that means, according to Mandoma, Tefillah Bizmano Mitzvah, so it's a Mitzvah that I said to be Tefillah Bizmano. Now, the Rach Paschus, like Mandoma, whether we Paschus like the Mandoma, Tefillah Bizmano Mitzvah, or Tefillah Bizmano Lav Mitzvah, the Rach Paschus, like the Mandoma, Tefillah Bizmano Mitzvah. So the question is, so the question arises, ultimately today, so the Chachomim or Misaki, that she has to come inside the king, even though she knows that she didn't sit down in the Yerushalayim. Because according to the Ramban, so usually, ordinarily, when a woman has a menstrual flow, it's not in the Yemei, Zibus, it's in the Nidus. It's in the Yemei Zibus only if she is not well, I mean, if she has a certain condition. According to the Ramban, so even a normal woman, so could be a Sophic zone. Because it's a strict Cheshma, right? We discussed that, I mean, she's Rambam. But according to the Ramban, so we know the Vada that ordinarily in Nidah today is not Izzah. And still, Chachomim or Misakei, that she has to count Zayvichi. Even though the 7 days of Nidus expire before the completion of the Zayvichi, so how can she refrain from going through it according to Mandoma, according to Shkesrach, that Tefillah Bizmano D'Oraisa, she was Mivatel a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. She's Mivatel a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. So the Ramban says, because of that Maaseh, the Talmid Echot, I mean, it's not in the Chumash Ramban, and it's not in the Chidushah Ramban, it's not mentioned in the Yoras Nidah Ramban, but the Mivosh says, that there is a Kabbalah that Ramban says that the Chachomim were at that time in the Rekir, when that incident with that time it happened. So the Chachomim were misake, number one, that a woman is not allowed to go to Tfile if after the Tfile she'll still be Asura. Menele, a Knuyo, is not allowed to go to Tfile altogether. Is not allowed to go to Tfilah, okay? And the married woman is not allowed to go to Tfilah if after the Tfilah she will still be Asura with Bailo, and they were ancient. The mitzvah of Tfilah is Mano, because Yeshkiya be Chachomim Lakadol Nato, Vishalotai say, in the same way as the Chachomim were ancient, the mitzvah of Sheikha, the mitzvah of Bulek, the first day Sukkot, and the first day Rosh Hashanah when it's on Shabbos. I say we have to know Shofar. We have to take the rule and the rule. So because of the Zekra, Shema Yavad Al-Adam is the Chachomim Oreikia, so the Chachomim Oreikia, the mitzvah of Tfilah Bizmano. Otherwise, every time a woman waits till she completes the count of Zayin Kiyim, she's the Vatar Mitzvah Reis. That's why the Rivosh mentions in the name of the Ramban. And it's a Nisa Gomo, with Rabon, Nisa Kamez Chazal. Not a Kodesh Achim. So, that's the reason as to why Bill Israel introduced the practice that the illness should not go through it until after the expiration of the Mitea. Why? Because the Yochenshi shall go ahead to the Shikis of it. But that Bilei Mutfilet or Rachmoni implies that the Yiritiyah do not begin until there is a Tfilet. So it is the Tfilet that puts an end to the Hemshach of the Yiritiyah to Masleir. In other words, so 7 days, 14 days is only a minimum. But it doesn't mean the Yiritiyah do not end automatically the Yiritiyah to Masleir. After 7 days, after...